Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Really important that we speak to Vicky Sutton, CEO of Wales Netball. Of Dragons have signed up to be that real, true green franchise.
We have, yeah. So, as you know, Cardiff Dragons play in green, but it means so much more to us than that. We want to be a green franchise through and through, like you say, playing in green, but also acting in a green way, a sustainable way that you know, leaves the world in a better place because of Dragons. So, yeah, we've signed up to the United Nations Support for Climate Action Framework, which is really exciting for us and something that I'm super proud to be able to do.
And really showing that commitment as well to global climate action, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you may think, well, why does that affect sport? Well, if you think of the amount of times that football, rugby, hockey, cricket matches are called off because of, you know, flooding or you know, icy pitches, and that's all due to, you know, accelerated climate change, damages to buildings, leaky roofs, you know, all of that stuff, heat waves in other countries forcing us to change times. You know, in Qatar, I know they had to kick off a lot of the football World Cup matches at different times because of the heat. And all of that is linked to climate change. And actually, it's something that could very easily get out of hand and have a catastrophic effect on netball, even though we're an indoor sport. So it's something that we're committed to helping turn in a more positive direction.
How long has it taken to get to today's announcement? A lot of work.
Yes, a lot of work, but it's also the start of a lot of work as well. So signing up for the framework is essentially a commitment from us, public commitment that we're going to do things differently. So we've tested out a few things with Dragons already. We have a little thrift shop where people can bring sports clothing that's in a good condition that otherwise may end up in landfill. They can bring it to the shop and we sort of resell it at a very good price to people that want it and might need it. So there's that. We're looking at what we do with our facility as well in terms of, can we put some insect houses in and around the car park area? Because being sort of an advocate for climate change and sort of positive climate isn't just about reducing the carbon footprint. It's about being nature positive as well. You know, animals have such a positive impact on the climate and on the air that we breathe. So we need to do as much as we can to promote a nature positive environment as well.
As long as you're including Dragons in that animal statement, then you'll be all right.
Mythical animals and real life ones as well.
Brilliant. Some of the plans then, you're not just in this for the short term, are you? It's very much a long-term plan.
It is, absolutely. And there's some long-term targets set out by the framework as well. So reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2030, and then targeting net zero for greenhouse gases emission by 2040. So we're in this for the long term, and we may not see the benefit of it now. It will be our children and our children's children that are the ones that are breathing that cleaner air. But if we don't do something now and continue to do it for the lifespan of Dragons as it is, then we won't see that benefit. And so, yeah, we're in it for the long run. We're trying new things all the time, trying to reduce our carbon footprint by traveling together as much as possible. I know that's something a lot of franchises do, but traveling together as much as possible, trying to encourage our spectators to come and together or use public transport, and our two big arena games at the end of the season will enable us to do that because that venue is right in the middle of the city centre. So it encourages use of public transport more than something that's a little bit outside the city. So look, a commitment from us, you know, a flag in the ground, as they say, that is the saying, we're lying in the sand, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're stepping out and saying we're committed to being the green franchise in more ways than one. And, you know, we'd love people to hold us accountable to that in the future.
Obviously, it's not just getting a couple of extra recycle bins around the place, but you mentioned the thrift shops as well. Things like that that can really make a difference.
They can, yeah. And look, there's so many people out there that would love to own, you know, an old Dragons training top. And obviously with the rebrand, we've got quite a lot of old kit knocking around. So there's people that would love to own a piece of that, but maybe couldn't afford it in in the shop. So actually selling things on at, you know, a cheaper price or free in some cases, but reinvesting any money into our climate change pledge is something really positive. Even the way that our suppliers behave as well. So we want to only source suppliers that use sustainable methods too. So we don't like polystyrene equipment. We don't like plastic straws, anything like that. You know, our cutlery is wooden cutlery and paper plates as much as possible. So yeah, things like that, small steps that everyone can take to be a bit more green.
We both want to see increased crowds wherever possible, and obviously just maybe invite a friend, but invite them in your same car, that kind of thing, to cut down on emissions. And even the smallest change can really make a difference, and we all benefit.
We do, absolutely. And like I said, it, you know, it'll be a long time before we truly see the benefits. But actually, it's a lot more fun traveling with friends to a game rather than coming on your own. You know, we're fortunate we give free parking at our home venue, which is great. And you know, there's a lot of car parking spaces there, but we wouldn't want that to stop people still traveling together. Or if there's a club coming, you know, quite often they'll get a bus down, which is really good. And even our players as well, we often see them come to home games, you know, in groups of twos, threes and fours, because they're really aware of the need to travel together as well.
Well, you've definitely done it now. You've started on something, and it's a really important factor that hopefully we can see other teams follow suit, really.
Yeah, I see a lot of great examples. And, you know, England netball, I went to the Nations Cup and there were some really good examples of sustainable methods to event management there. So, you know, people leading from the front, whether it's a governing body, a lot of the franchises are doing great stuff as well, you know, or even clubs and individuals, you know, having some really good green advocates, whether they support Dragons or not, is really, really important.
I suppose being a group of franchises, you'll each have your own thoughts. Have you been able to share your individual ideas on going green on a wider scale?
Yeah, as you can imagine, when we do get together, there's a lot to discuss. But certainly everyone is on board with doing things a bit more sustainably. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of people preoccupied with the current season and beyond at the moment. But no, we do have some good discussions about it, particularly with England Netball when they're in the room as well. But exciting times to come. You know, this is the start of our journey as a franchise, and you know, excited to see all the different methods that Netball can think of to be more sustainable.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.